Chavos Halvavos, Tuesday night, Shara Bitochon. We're coming up to the end of the Psicha, where he's relating the benefits of Bitochon. He enumerated the benefits of Bitochon in spiritual steiging, and now he's in the middle of enumerating the benefits of Bitochon in the physical, in the temporal world, in your physical life. He talked about that you'll be stress-free, which he talked about in terms of ruchniyistika benefits. There he talked about it in the sense of having libo ponui la'avodas Hashem. Here he Pashut says, you know, you'll be stress-free. You won't walk around nervous, tense, aggravated, angry at the world, at missed opportunities. That's everyone's fault but your own. Nervous that you're going to miss an opportunity, aggravated that someone made you miss an opportunity, etc. So that's benefit number one. You'll be calm. Benefit number two, is you won't put yourself in a situation where you have to do a lot of traveling in order to earn parnasa, because you think that's the only way you have of earning parnasa. And traveling a lot is very debilitating to the guf. He tells a story about a guy that met up with an Ovid Avodah Zorah and said, you foolish Ovid Avodah Zorah, you. Why don't you come over to my side? I'm worshipping Hashem, Kol Yochol, Adon Olam, Hashem Alach, Mitzrayim Kol Yitzir Nivra. He says, okay, what are you doing here? He says, I came to earn some money, parnasa. He says, what's the matter? Hashem can't take care of you back in your hometown? You had to go on this journey? So exactly where you draw the line of what you do for parnasa, and indeed, the traveling. Someone said, I have to travel to Tel Aviv every day. Is that already, am I violating my bitachon? It's very hard to drive to Tel Aviv every day. I come home tired. So we're going to learn about that. The rule of thumb is, if Taka, you come home tired and you don't have time for your wife or for your children or to come to this night seder, as it seems to be the case, so then you have to Taka think that you're violating Bitochon, because it can't be that Hashem could provide for you in a way that you could learn at night and you could have time for your children, your wife. Let's forget about that. You know, Hashem doesn't want you to have time for your wife. Okay, and then Umehem, we're on page Kuf Chav Ches. He says, he made a particular emphasis on traveling. I imagine at the time of the Chodesh Halvavos, traveling indeed was not like now, when you get in a car, and the biggest aggravation of traveling is just, you know, you're sitting in traffic. And if you have a Torah tape, so that, you know, you gain on the deal. So he says also, any job that's detrimental to your health. It could be detrimental to your physical health. It could be detrimental to your spiritual health. Sometimes girls take jobs. They say, I have to earn a parnasa. I have to support my husband learning. And they take a job in a workplace that's not so good for them, for their ruchnius, for their sneus standards. Or a man takes a job in a place where, I don't know, he has to hear a lot of Lashon Hara. Maybe there's women in the office that are not dressed properly. You know, whatever the case may be. Okay, but that's already spiritual benefit. Here he's talking more physical benefits. Any job in apulos hamiyagos that wear you down, hamalachos, that's back-breaking labor, or it strains you over the limit. He's not telling you to be lazy. You're not supposed to be lazy. You're supposed to work hard. But too hard. Hamiyagos, hamalachos, hamaifos, hasagufos. It makes you tired. It means over the line. Vazivos, kabolos, sheres, hamalachim. He says, people actually go into politics, which is the worst thing to go into, he says. He says, you won't go into politics, you won't go into sheres, hamalachim, where you have to chan for people, and you have to do things that are not 100%, or even 90%, or even 80%, and you play games with people, but you say, that's my parnasa, I decided to go into politics, that's, you know, So you won't do that. Lazidus Kabbalah Sherus Hamalachim Bimisayhem Vashikas Toshaveyim. They used to get the concession to collect taxes. So people hate you. It's a nice parnasa, but everybody hates you. It's like working for the IRS, I guess. Everybody hates you, Masach Nasa. Everybody hates you, and everybody has tightness to you, and you can't form normal relationships with people because they look at you like a bad guy or whatever. So he said, that's no good. Shabbateach al Hashem, a true boteach, ain't a nitpal la'achas misibas ha-parnosa. He doesn't take a parnosa that's detrimental to his health, to his relationships, to his spiritual health. He doesn't feel, I have no choice, what am I supposed to do? Elo l'masha yesh bil yosar nachas l'gufo. Something that's good for his goof. U'mechabir es ma'amodo, it gives him a Shem told by people, doesn't give him a Shem ra. Guy who, face. Guy could become a gambler, he could work for... could work for a casino. I don't know. You know, you could do things that is not very nice. Parnosis, but kala machshavto. It's not overstrains the mind. He has time to learn and to become a boki b'shas. Neinu matvido melekayim chovas toroso. He doesn't have a problem with shabbosim. He doesn't have a problem with yomim tovim. Imidioso habrura. How does that come about to the Baal Bitochon? Because the Baal Bitochon knows clearly she'ena siba mosido b'parnasoso. Because it's all a game. It's all a joke. It's all just puppets. What you choose to do for your parnaso is not what's giving you the parnaso. V'lo goras mimenu me'uma al gzeiros Hashem yisalem. Ke'omro, as the pasuk says, kilo mimotzo umimarov. You know why he calls psukim? I mean, these are dvarim pshutim, or at least basic, fundamental things. Because although this is clear, assume that you know Tanakh. So by telling you which pasuk, it's like a mnemonic device. You'll remember the point, because you'll, oh, the pasuk. Kilo mimotzo mimaro velo mimidbahorim. You don't go flying north, south. Kilo kim shofe zayashbo vizayorim. V'omar binos deshe yarbitzeini. I'll name menuchos, you know, Aleni. Your parnosa should be name menuchos. You don't have to look for things that, I tell you, maybe give you, are not befitting your station, not befitting your standards, your values. So that's benefit number three. Benefit number four is a very, you learn to cope with frustration. Instead of spending $1 million on a therapist that's going to teach you how to cope with frustration, all you have to do is have bitachon. If you have bitachon, you learn to cope with frustration. How? Because you say, Hashem wanted this to happen. It's obviously very good for me for this to happen. And that's all. So you're not frustrated anymore. You're frustrated when it should have been this way, but it's this way. When you're Baal Bitochon, you learn that nothing should have been anyway. It's like, we used to laugh with my kids when we used to, Muncie used to say, if it would have been 3 degrees colder, it would have snowed. You know, it rained. If it would have been 3 degrees colder, wow, we would have had 20 inches of snow. And then we would laugh and realize what we're saying. It obviously wasn't supposed to snow 20 inches. So if it would have been 3 degrees colder, there wouldn't have been any precipitation. There's no such thing as, nothing should have been. That's what he's saying here. The benefit number four is you learn how to cope with frustration. You learn how not to get aggravated. He gives a particular example of a guy with inventory. And meanwhile, he doesn't have inventory, and there's a strike, of course, in Haifa, and it's 2 weeks already, and his customers are getting angry at him, and he's not able to sell his merchandise, and he's like, he's ready to kill somebody. So Baal Bitochon says, oh, okay, that's it, that's what happened. That's what happens when you develop Bitochon. The Ikov Scharosov Etzlo, the Iyachoto Ligvos Chalvosov, he can't collect accounts receivable. he can't make it happen. He has all these accounts receivable, and they're not receivables when they owe you money, and it's not happening, and he's angry. Omachlo mer begufo, he learns how to cope with being ill. Biyodo, he knows, and he internalizes. Very important sentence. I mean, we've been saying this already. Shehashem chacham b'inyan of yoser mimenu. Ubocher lo hatov yoser mishayivcha la'atzmo. Hashem wants what's good for you better than you want what's good for you, and therefore you don't get frustrated or angry or upset. You're not angry at the town. They did something. You're not angry at them. You deal with the situation, but you don't get angry. You say, Hashem, this is from Hashem, and therefore you're calm and you're not. Umehem, the next one is the next step. It's a bigger madrega. Hasimcha b'chol matzav shu over olam. In other words, number four was how to cope with frustration, that you don't get angry and upset. And then he says, if you take it, so how do you do that? Because you're a Baal Bitochen, you know, it's from Hashem. And Hashem only does what's supposed to happen and what's good for you. And Hashem wants what's good for you better and knows what's good for you better than you know. It's like, what are you getting angry for? Now, the next benefit, which is benefit number five in the list, is the next logical step, is that you should be happy. You should dance. If you get fired, you should say, thank you, Hashem. You should be happy. If all the things of benefit number four happen, he can't move, there's a port strike in Haifa, or the accounts receivable, he can't get moving, or he gets sick, and therefore he wants to kill somebody, but he's a Baal Bitochen, he knows it's from Hashem. So then Adarabba, he knows it's good, and he's Sameach. Umehem Hasimcha, b'chol matzav shehu over olav. Not only, this is the benefit, not only of coping with frustration, but it's also of being in a good mood, of having joy and happiness in life, no matter what happens. Because you know that what Hashem is doing is the best for you, and it's what you need at this particular point in your life. You need this friend, you need this frustration, you need this thing happening, you need to get fired, you need that there's anything that happens. You needed that, it was good for it to happen. So you move from benefit four to benefit five, where you're actually sameach, and you say, thank you, Hashem. Even if no other reason than it's saving you from a punishment in Olam Haba. The Chafetz Chaim in the Shmiras HaLoshon, sometime in the last 3 weeks, I think, he describes the joy you should feel if you have a tragedy. Well, a tragedy, if you have something, well, even a tragedy. He says, even if you just look at it as a kapara and a lessening of punishment in Olam Haba, he says, you should dance for joy. Because that's Nitzchias, and that's Kafakela, and that's Gehenim, and that's who knows what. And here, Surah Chveis for 3 weeks, you gained on the deal. And you don't know how. Even if it's just Kaparas Averis, really, it's much more than that. You refine your neshama, you refine your character, you learn how not to get angry, you learn how to have patience, you learn how to be besimcha. I mean, there's a myriad of benefits that you will obviously accrue when you fulfill these things that he's talking about by having bitachon.
Trying to say, don't have
a kapara. No, the kapara could be the event. I lost money. That's the kapara. I lost money. You're not supposed to have agmas nefesh. You're supposed to say, thank you, Hashem. This was supposed to happen. It's good for me. Maybe it's teaching me a lesson that I'm not using my money properly. Maybe it's teaching me a lesson I'm not giving enough tzedakah. Maybe it's just plain kaparas averus. That's the idea of Yisur and Shalahava, really, according to many, many Mepharshim. The idea of Yisur and Shalahava is that it's just to save him from any punishment in Olam Haba. So he gains on the deal. Or maybe it's to be Mesakin his Midos, etc., etc. But you're not supposed to feel like Agnus Nefesh. If you feel agdus nefesh, then tomorrow, when you do tshuva for that, you can at least say, you know, I had agdus nefesh because I wasn't holding by being the simcha. Gamzul. Okay, we'll stop here. And he gives an example, I have to say, he gives an example from David HaMelech. Okay, we'll come back to this. He gives two beautiful examples.